Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Broderick Perkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting eighth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Blyevan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher misplays the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Hill and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bernazard picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bernazard. Law moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vukovich who is chasing the ball. Fletcher reaches third base with a triple. Law scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fletcher tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Kittle fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kittle. Jacoby moves to third. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law bunts towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is called out on strikes. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler bunts towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards first. Patchy Orrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Dotson covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Walker reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovich hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Hill and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kittle is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nixon. Law reaches second base with a double. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Law scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Kevin Romberg now playing left field. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fletcher bunts towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Law moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kittle is called out on strikes. two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.